John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Folks on the other side of the fence had their own to get together. They had their own get together in Long Beach, calling it the Michael Vick Animal Awareness Day. Dogs were the VIPs at the Long Beach Armada baseball game, and anyone trading in a Vick t-shirt or jersey received free admission to the game. Dog owners also encouraged to use Vick apparel as pooper scoopers and wee-wee pads. They had that competition on the, you ever listen to the Don and Mike Show team on the...
I haven't listened in a while.
They had a big, extra, extra large Michael Vick jersey on Friday.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of dogs come down, and whichever dog did its business first on the jersey, they got a big prize.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm. So creative.
I'm not so much a Tom Sullivan guy, kind of more with the...
So creative there.
Okay.
Big surprise.
So creative.
Is anybody give me a C?
The Don and Mike Show.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Yeah, Nassau's got soul.
Let's get one of those drinks.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're
it's
ready
always
to
have
believe
a to it.
Now, hold on, so we had too much stuff going on there.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Yes, taint.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz? How are you, Buzz? Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. I didn't turn his microphone on purpose.
He didn't notice it. He's elderly.
I feel dizzy. Could you stop the planet now? Because I'm getting off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Now, how was that?
Was that ready to the last one, or were you going to play another one after
No, because Shep Smith wants to get off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That's the sound at all, man.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike program.
Yeah, that's the beauty of your tape, Mike.
Yes.
It works with any other tape.
It does indeed. It does indeed.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Well, that's a horror show right there.
Well, hi, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. That's the lightsman. I can see
so
that
good.
Scene.
So good. So good.
Hey, Don and Mike, shut up, eh? You bunch of hockey pucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Rickles. Look at the size of his unit.
Rickles.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That'd be the most accurate combo. Yes.
Men and women are going commando.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah, see, now you're back to fantasy land.
I feel like doing what with him. I'm here to do. Orgy!
It's all been
orgy,
so incredibly fascinating.
Orgy.
And entertaining and instructive. Really,
oh,
the time has just
I'm having
flown
trouble getting it in his mouth.
My God. What the hell's going on?
Everything turn off right now.
Jesus.
Too many things.
Jesus.
Sorry about that, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. We just do a quick reset.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Now you've gone too far. Now
so
you have gone
good.
Way too far.
Total reset. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
You guys were talking about stress tests a little bit earlier.
Yes, my friend.
Yeah, I had triple bypass about 3 years ago. And,
yeah, I'll applaud that.
Thanks.
Only three.
Thanks for the applause.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
And have to undergo stress tests about three times a year. My last visit, they came up with a new test that was added. It's like a numerical or like a math stress test, something of that ilk. And
would you like to get a breath before you continue?
Yeah,
this
you
phone
sound
call?
Like you might be ready to have a heart attack right now.
They give you math questions?
Yeah, it's like a math test kind of deal. For, you know, for
did
stress.
You ever think that your cholesterol divided by 7 equals 6, which is the number of half a dozen jelly donuts?
What's the square root of 583? I don't know. I'm having a heart attack.
If you don't think I felt like that today, I was running like a gazelle, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. On the treadmill. Have what? You ever heard of a sit-up?
Thanks, doctor.
Anyway, what else? What can we do for you? I'm sorry.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Of what? Of the
of
math?
Of the math stress math. Test?
Okay, for a stress test.
Okay, the math stress test. It's like 15 minus 10. What's the answer?
Five.
Five. That's the number of games the Yankees are now behind Boston.
Oh, you
be
bastard.
Be afraid.
You unbelievable afraid. Bastard!
Sorry.
I could kill you. I have never said that. I don't normally say this. I could kill you.
Pixie, God, that was a long way to go.
Oh, a long, cruel
just
way.
Just to shove it in your butt about the Yankees.
But you know what? Here's the best part. Yeah, the Red Sox are on the West Coast. 10 o'clock game. I didn't stay up to watch it last night. I actually went off to dreamland. I didn't suffer through another
slept
loss.
Like a baby, too. Old
and I also have been looking into the crystal ball of the future, and it should be noted.
Men and women are going commando.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry, the ball.
A-Rod, here's your ball.
Here's your ball. Checking out schedules, checking out the scenario for the end of the season, and I'm not ready to panic like I was the last time they had a little skid, Mark.
Here's the human skid mark. Here's Matthew P. Haight. Hi, Matthew.
Matt? Matthew.
Is he at his post?
Probably not.
Hey.
Matthew, can you hear us?
Hello, dumbass.
Swear to God, he's just looking into the sky.
Does he have his headphones on?
Yes.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Hello, stupid.
Incredible moron.
Hello.
Hear it.
His headphones
incredible
are on.
Soon-to-be idiot employee.
Commodore
they hired him.
Matthew.
Commodore asswipe.
Matthew K. F-stick.
Joe's headed
Joe's going
there.
Sergeant-at-arms.
See what the problem
handle
is.
Handle this, Joe.
You guys were talking to him, and I've got a perfect view of him, and this is what I see.
He's looking at the sky.
Staring at the sky.
Mouth hanging open.
All right, get ready for some snappy repartee now.
Oh, yeah. Joe will straighten everything out.
You're a goddamn genius.
Yeah, watch Joe go all drill sergeant on him.
Well, Joe would like to kill him.
John. Very militant he is. I'm back.
And look at that. And see, there's the smarmy factor, ladies and gentlemen. You see, no apology, right. No nothing. Just he's slick. Been gone. We've been shouting out his name for 10 minutes.
Matt, what happened, Matthew?
Apparently the battery died in the receiver for the headphones.
And the fact that we had been on the air for 5-10 minutes and you hadn't heard anything, this doesn't apply to you?
Well, not the brightest crayon in the box.
See, that's the type of thing. That's what makes him so universally hated.
If he was a crayon, the color would be called smarmy.
Matthew Haight. Anyway, he's outside of the high-powered hose. As far as I can tell, no one has yet taken us up on the offer to be sprayed in their car. Either that.
One car, right? One car came by?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, he told me outside that the people got out of the car.
There was the flatbed truck that came by.
Yeah, the first guy.
Oh, but we didn't hear that one, right?
Yeah, we had that on. He sprayed that. Yeah, it was like the tail end.
All right, well, I must have been listening to another station.
Maybe your battery went.
Maybe, yes, thank you, Robbie. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you
doing? Hey, hold on, that's funny. Leave that up.
You want to leave that up? I thought you'd pass by.
No, I just saw it.
Okay.
Matt, enjoy our nappy-headed hose. H-O-S-E.
Bingo!
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I did that. I did a bad thing. I put Matt on the hose. I did a bad thing.
I did a bad thing.
Bernard, put Matt Haight on the hose. Smarmy.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Well, when all your smarmy worms like that on the radio makes me glad I'm back on my ranch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, very well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good here. Hey, I got a good one for you.
Really?
How about this? See, how do you guys like this? It goes like this.
How do you like this?
Adolf.
How do you like
it's
that?
It's Eaton dial tone.
You only got a taste of it.
Yeah, it's usually a reward.
We are slowly going to have to wean everybody from the teat of that tape.
I know. It's addictive.
Alfonso.
Nope, sorry. Get used to this one.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz, how are you?
I'm woozy. I'm a little woozy now. Right. A little dizzy.
Mike, I got a choice for you here.
All right, very good.
We have every goddamn tape with Barry Bonds.
I love it when you put the two dog biscuits down in front of me. And sometimes, you know, like dogs are supposed to do, I can't pick between the two of them.
Oh, and I love that story that was on the news today about kids, about how if you wrap carrots in McDonald's wrappers.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
kids eat them.
And right. You know what I hated about that story?
What?
It was a win-win for McDonald's.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was a complete win. We put the French fries in a plain bag and then the McDonald's label and saw what they don't lose either way. Right. If it's the plain brown wrapper, then they're so darn good that kids love them. And if they choose the McDonald's, they win anyway because they picked the McDonald's food.
Now, they tried to make it, and it was a deceiving story because they tried to present it as such, like, your kids are easily pliable, and if you put, like, broccoli inside a McDonald's French fry bag,
right.
They'll eat the broccoli.
Exactly.
Well, that's not exactly how the story went.
It was kind of a carrot that they did carrots and different vegetables they had.
Carrots
there.
And hamburgers.
What I hated about it is that really, yeah, it made sense that kids are affected by all this branding that McDonald's has,
right.
But it also really made McDonald's. It didn't do anything to like slam the big brother of all fast food chains.
You know? It sure did show the brainwashing though when they had the little rug rat in the playground as you're like. La la da da da.
Oh, yeah.
Da 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 da.
All right. I would have liked it if they had a deep fried mouse. then I'm watching it. We put the deep fried mouse, but we wrapped it in a McDonald's wrapper.
And all the kids loved it.
They loved every minute of it.
We put the used condom in the Big Mac in a generic wrapper, and the kids would not eat it.
This is delicious.
In the McDonald's wrapper. We put rat droppings on the McMuffin.
It's kids. We shouldn't. I mean, kids don't care. Kids haven't developed their taste buds yet. You know, of course they like the McDonald's.
What was the other thing about kids that I know. It made me think of my son who goes to Clemson University.
Right.
I recommend it highly because they came out with a study recently, this college that I've been sending hundreds of thousands of dollars to send my son to for the last 10 years.
Right.
They are the ones that came up with a study
10 years.
That the 5-second rule is a real rule,
right?
Depending on how clean your floors are.
We talked about that. Yeah,
yeah, I know. But Buzz, did you
30
know?
Seconds,
But did you know the research for that
mm-hmm.
came from Clemson University?
I did not know that. And so you could drop something, and if the floor is dirtier, it doesn't even have a 1-second rule.
Right.
As soon as it hits the floor, you're chock full of bacteria.
It was after 60 seconds that E. coli and other stuff started jumping on the wafer that was on the floor, I think.
That is the way to put it, too, jumping on.
And you have to also, it depends on the food.
Yes.
Because if it's like an absorbent food.
Dry and moist.
Yeah, then it's different than like a Skittle.
So if, for example, you dropped one of your Twinkies.
And that's what they use.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the dry food.
They use Skittles?
For dry food.
So if you dropped one of your Twinkies that you had dipped in your chocolate milk.
Right.
On the
much
floor.
Sooner.
Perhaps at the WJFK bathroom in Fairfax.
It would be loaded with
contaminants.
Actually delicious becomes, bacteria.
It gets contaminated before it hits the floor, even.
Really?
Well, hello
in
there.
A JFK,
in JFK
bathroom,
it does, sure.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Don, I just wanted to say I have to agree with Mike that Matt needs to be punished in some way for his actions today. They speak for themselves.
You can't blame the listeners, Don, for wanting to see this boy punished on a daily basis.
Folks, I am simply tiring of punishing him over and over again. Because
it's not, I will agree with you that it's not going to work.
Right. No matter what, we could vic him, if you know what I'm saying. We could treat him like Mike Vick treats a dog.
Sure.
And I imagine if we stuck a cattle prod up there and then hosed him off with water. As he was dying, he would have that grin on his face. He'd say,
I'll keep my afternoons open.
Yeah.
Just about as he's ready to go away forever. The eternal sleep. He'd look at us and go, you know you love me.
Listen, I say to you, friend, if you feel the need to punish him, he's right out there in public.
Come on down.
Come on out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
He's right out there.
Come on by. Come on, bud. Pull a Baghdad on him. You know, put him in the trunk of the car. You know, take him to an undisclosed location.
Hey, Matthew Haight.
Yes.
Buzz, what is the current temperature outside?
99 degrees.
Oh! 99.
God damn. Dirt, dust, little crustal matter. All sorts of stuff you really wouldn't want to have in your lungs.
Bad air.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz?
A little dizzy still.
So, Matt.
Yeah.
Any cars driving by to be sprayed?
Got a postal worker.
Postal worker or a postal worker in a vehicle?
In a vehicle. He was in his little mail truck.
And did you spray inside the mail truck, Mister? I have to pry every ounce of information out of you.
Yes, I did.
Would it be at all possible that if any time you're going to do this while we're on the air,
you make them wait?
that somehow we get a heads up that you've got somebody out there, please?
Well, if you just left my mic on at all times, then we wouldn't have this.
He is the worst.
And I've been trying.
How could you? I got an idea how you can signal us, okay? When you get somebody that comes by, tell them to wait a second and then spray our window. Right, we're right behind Don.
Yeah. You are red kryptonite. I swear to God, you are red kryptonite.
Matt, try it right now. Spray the window so we can see if Don will get.
Yeah, I can watch for that.
Can you see it if
yeah,
it happens?
Very well. Yeah.
And I've been trying to watch too, Matt. When Don plays Heatwave, please don't dance.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Of course.
Hey, hold on. You guys want to see something?
What's that?
Get close to the window and spray up at the window. Stay right where you are, Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, spray right at the window, please. Come on, here you go, so we can hear it. That's what it's like when I achieve.
That whole exercise.
Wow.
Peter North.
Thank you.
Just like that.
Thank you so much.
Someone tells you to get close to the window.
You see that window?
Yeah.
That's what my wall looks like.
Thank you for that demonstration. That's wonderful.
Now, if people drive by in their cars...
No, I guess not. Oh, no, that's
not
going to
cool them off.
No way.
I'd have to really get in the car with them, Buzz.
I understand.
Don's walls look like I'll send Matt over to get you a bottle of Fantastic.
Otherwise, you go home and you think some bird crapped all over your car.
God. Imagine that. We'd see how many cars you could do.
Get the guy from the World of Records book of Guinness there. I got to rest in between. You know, I got to take a nap in between.
Sure. And then completely be... You know,
ready
again, and you need like any man needs. You need some sort of visual impetus to
absolutely
get going.
Show me some pictures. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
hi Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going, bud?
Okay, I need a stroke mag to get me going. Hey, what's up?
Or the Sears catalog.
Hey, look, Don.
Yes.
15 years ago, I remember giving you a fitness evaluation, buddy.
Well, buddy, I find that hard to believe, buddy.
This is your old personal trainer, Frank.
Oh, remember this guy?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
I remember this guy. Oh, hey, this is the guy that had all the love life issues?
Yeah, this is the guy that used to come over and train Frida and I, and he would work me like a dog, and then he would sit down there and chat with Frida about all things that were...
And now he's heard you talking about sit-ups and the like and the stress test and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, forget it. I'm happy the way I am, Frank. Okay.
I just wanted to call you and tell you, sorry about Frida and everything, and I haven't talked to you for a while, but you guys are still great after all these years. I'm still listening to you. I'm a police officer in Prince George County now, and I listen to you guys while I'm doing my beat.
That's a shock that you were able to make that move. I mean, Mike, he fits the build.
Yeah.
You know, he fits the build pretty much of any cop that pulls you over.
Are you in shape still, Frank?
Oh, yeah, I'm still hitting the gym.
Yeah, he's got the haircut to go.
Right.
Has he always had such a bewitching voice?
Stay off the roids, though, Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Very good.
I got something for Matt. I'm gonna lock him off for assault with water hose.
Oh, good. Yes, they come across the jurisdiction lines and lock him up, put him in the back of your cruiser.
Talk to you later, dude. I want to tell you something. Whenever I do any exercise, I think of you, you bastard. Really. You're an awful trainer. You're a mean man.
Listen up here.
Wow.
All
really
right,
is.
Guys.
Congratulations for being on the job there.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Nice
talking
to you.
It's nice talking to you guys.
You too, Frank.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Okay. See, I just...
He had that, buddy.
I get worried when anybody calls and says, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. We thought it was going to be, some kind of weird caller. And look at that. I remember we used to have that guy on all the time.
Yeah.
When he was coming, like, arriving at your house at 5:30 in the
morning.
Yeah,
Christ.
And, taking you through the paces.
What a waste of money that is.
After all these years, a doctor can look at you.
As you heard, I passed my cardio test, but he said, have you ever heard of a sit-up?
Nicely done.
Thanks, Doc. Hey, and Phil, have you ever heard of a toupee?
Dr. Charisma.
Hey, you should have come right back. But you can't because he's the doctor and you're half naked.
Ever thought of what you could do about those age spots that are leopard man all over your hands?
There you go. Now you
go. So he was a little long in the tooth, was he?
And incidentally, not that I'm anyone to say, but gee, Christ, how about an Altoid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of those
he's
deals?
One of these guys, he's like, let's look at your chart. Let's look at your... Ever heard of a sit-up? Ever heard of a tic-tac?
He didn't have a good
breath. I'd rather be fat and have beautiful breath.
Right.
Be skinny with awful ass breath.
I bet he doesn't brush his teeth as often as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet he doesn't even know what a tongue scraper is.
True enough.
Doesn't have any idea.
Calls himself a doctor.
The human tongue scraper is outside. Hey, boy.
Matthew Halitosis is outside with the hose.
What are you laughing at?
He called me a tongue scraper.
Matt, I'm going to ask you to do something very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Ask people to come by and get sprayed. Do it like we've been doing it.
Go ahead. Please do, Matt. Go.
Hey, everybody. It's hot outside. Come get sprayed.
You're a complete and utter failure in every sense of the word.
What a tool.
What a stain. What a pure stain.
All right, we got to break. We got to break. So, if we get fired, it certainly is not because we went on too long with Matt.
Okay? He belongs on a piece of tissue paper.
Gee, rice.
This is the Don and Mike Show.